Welcome to Surfcast. Thank you for joining me for this week's version of Student Spotlight. My guest today is Matthew Samples. He is a senior communications major here at Lee University from Hendersonville, Tennessee. Welcome, Matthew. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning. Just went to class earlier and now I'm here. Glad to be here.
Well, you got to go to class, man. That's what college is about, right?
Yes, sir.
So you're graduating in December or are you graduating in May?
I'll be graduating in May in the spring.
And then what's happening after that?
After that, I would like to get a job either doing college ministry or discipleship ministries at a church locally in Tennessee.
Oh, cool. So you want to stick in Tennessee. You don't want to move anywhere else.
I think for the first few years, I would want to get my feet, like just establish somewhere where I'm familiar with and then maybe move out west or something like that.
So. Yeah, cool. I think a lot of people want to live out west. It seems to be a fun place. My son's a rodeo guy and he's never going to move out west, but he often talks about, you know, the flat ground and all of that kind of stuff. So
yes, that's cool.
I guess if you're out west, you probably want to move east, but I'm sure some people want to do that. Matt, you were part of an interesting journey here at Lee University recently. You were one of the three student speakers at Q Union, right? Was it called Q Union?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So what was that like, man?
So Q Union is a broadcast that they have nationally, but also on college campuses across the country. They have, as you said, three student speakers. And I had the opportunity to go through the process about 6 weeks of doing research, studying a topic, figuring out why the topic matters to people at Lee specifically. Mm-hmm. And then that Thursday night, we had the opportunity to give 9-minute talks on it. So it was a stressful time, but it was also a really cool experience as well.
Well, I watched your talk, and I mean, you did a lot of communication in 9 minutes, so that was a win for you. But all right, so you said just a moment ago that you chose this topic because you thought it might be important to students at Lee, but the topic was entitled The Habit of Unlearning, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
In a learning paradigm, to say the least, right?
Yes, sir.
So why did you choose this topic? Why does it matter to you?
Yeah, so first, I chose this topic because oftentimes growing up in schools or with your families, you'll learn a lot of things that you may not realize are impacting your life without you even knowing it. Mm-hmm. So the habit of unlearning is actually like to examine something you've already learned, reevaluate it, and then make subtle changes towards what you think is true. And it's not that what we're doing at school is wrong of learning and gaining knowledge, but there are oftentimes biases that we'll have towards certain people or certain groups of people that when we really truly focus on learning about them, we're also able to unlearn things about those groups as well.
Now, you're getting a little deeper than you were with your example of brushing your teeth, jumping up and down like Tigger, right?
Yes, sir.
So, I mean, have you experienced this yourself personally to the place that maybe you had a particular, you know, bias that maybe you just grew up with or just was part of your experience, and then you discovered that you need to change that? What was that like? What is it like to make that decision? I mean, how do you come to the place that says, you know what, I need to make a change here? You know, what's that thinking process look like?
Yeah, for me personally, as a chaplain the past 3 years in the dorms, going in and looking at hiring floor leaders or even deciding who could be a good leader in leading these small groups. Usually want to look for in the past of the small groups I've grown up in is you want to have someone who is someone who's reliable and someone who is able to lead conversation well. But throughout being a chaplain, I was able to see like there are a lot of people who may be a little bit more shy or maybe have different family or life experiences that aren't seen on the surface level. But when you truly get to know them, you're able to see like maybe my idea of who a good small group leader is or someone who could lead in the dorm maybe a little bit different after you like encourage that. So the idea of like my perspective of who I think this person is could be different once I'm like able to have a good one-on-one conversation with them and I'm able to unlearn like the implicit biases I had of them before.
Interesting point. You know, sometimes I have an argument with myself before I can actually ever have that conversation with someone else, you know. So did someone teach you this process of unlearning or did this just kind of evolve out of trial and error for you? Is there a personal experience here that you really, you know, think, man, this was necessary for my development and my future?
I would say one person who's done this well or actually two people, would be Demetri Maddox, Smarty, mm-hmm. and Medlin, mm-hmm. And then also Megan Allen. Mm-hmm. I think both of these people are able to lead well with student development, but they're also people who are able to kind of have a shift of mind in how they treat people. So oftentimes in a busy schedule, you will try to address or get to know the people that are going to make an impact on you, mm-hmm. and they're going to benefit you. But one part of this process of leading that I've gotten to learn from them is that when we are only looking to meet people or to have relationships with people that are going to advance us personally, that's something we need to start unlearning, mm-hmm. Because in true ministry, we are ministering to people who maybe won't benefit us,
sure,
but we're able to share and do life with those people and grow with them rather than just trying to grow from them. So
are you suggesting then that you see this as a community-wide effort?
Mm-hmm. I would say that, yeah. I think it starts personally, but it's also if you don't have someone you are doing this alongside, you're going to get burnt out on, because mm-hmm. It's a process that sometimes can become hard. It's a process that's a long term, like habits. We develop habits over a long period of time, and specifically with changing, like the shift of mind of how you treat people or how you view people, could take a long time, depending on where you're at and the sphere of influence you're in.
Mm-hmm. In your talk, you mentioned this idea that we must ask ourselves questions in this transition process.
Mm-hmm.
Can you define some of those, or tell us what some of those questions are that you had to ask
yeah.
for yourself, and how do we develop those questions?
Yeah, I think one thing that Q does is asking good questions and uh-huh. staying curious in those questions. And when we, as learners at school, we're also looking to gain knowledge and to explore different things. I think one personal question that I've been able to ask myself and then also ask others is how do you define like success in your own life?
Mm-hmm.
So is that, how do you define success in school? How do you define success with your group of friends? Or like also professionally, like when you get out of school,
mm-hmm.
How are you gonna find success through your family life? Because I think oftentimes we'll define success based off of other people's success, whether that be through social media, through money, through grades. But when we're able to internally look at like what we value personally and then what we value spiritually as well, then we're able to make guidelines of how we define that success. And then we're able to share that with other people as well,
mm-hmm.
Of like what motivates us. And we're able to get feedback on like, well, maybe the success may be a little bit self-centered from other people's opinions. But also that's why you must have a group of people in your life that are going to be trustworthy, that you're able to share open things mm-hmm. with as well. So
good. And you also talk about this idea of unlearning and relearning. What mm-hmm. is the difference between the two?
Yeah. So I think obviously in school we learn and gain knowledge to add to our either vocabulary, to our studies, to our professional life. But then unlearning is taking something that you already know, mm-hmm. Not necessarily forgetting it, but making changes towards that, towards what is like true or maybe what is more right.
Mm-hmm.
And then relearning is the process of taking something that you maybe already know, but re-examining it and seeing
okay.
it from a different perspective.
Okay.
So
not everything we have to unlearn. Some things just mm-hmm. need to be tweaked, as you're saying.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just like a little shift of like maybe looking back, maybe I could have had this conversation in a more genuine way or a more caring way. So it's like little paradigm shifts.
So a lot of it involves the mental processing of just really stepping back and
mm-hmm.
looking at the scenario and seeing if you made best judgment calls.
Mm-hmm.
Has there ever been a time that you have unlearned something and realized you should have never unlearned it?
That's a good question.
I mean, surely when you become a grandpa, you're still going to want to brush your teeth
yeah.
and dance like Tigger, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, think about that for just a minute. Is there ever something that you think, or you know, maybe not you haven't done that, but
mm-hmm.
do you think that's something we need to be aware of? That maybe,
mm-hmm.
I guess what I'm trying to drive to for a second is, you know, because we don't like something or because maybe we're not comfortable with it, mm-hmm. does that mean we really need to unlearn it? Or is that something that, like you said, we need to tweak it, or maybe some things just need to be accepted? I don't know. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a good point of just because it's uncomfortable doesn't mean it's not beneficial or that it's not necessary to your growth process. And I think in growth, there's going to be a lot of tension. But personally, looking at something that I unlearned that I shouldn't have, probably one thing going through like early middle school into high school life, add to kind of in church, we learned to like make sure the group of people you're with, mm-hmm. And the people you hang out with, they're going to influence you, and then they're going to, they could influence you in a bad way. Mm-hmm. And growing up playing baseball, I was really close with these good group of guys, but then they started going down the wrong path. So I kind of separated myself from them, which I thought was healthy, but maybe I separated them a little too much where I wasn't able to minister to them.
Okay.
So I would say going and like changing your friend group just because it may be a little bit uncomfortable. I think if you are in a like a healthy spiritual point and you do have accountability in that, just because it's uncomfortable doesn't mean you should unplant yourself from that area. Mm-hmm. 'Cause there's a lot of growth and there's a lot of learning that can happen in there. Mm-hmm. So I would say that's one example.
Yeah, I like that. You know, be cautious with your relationships and friendships so that you are not pulled down. Mm-hmm. But if you remove yourself, how can you actually ever care for them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. What advice do you want to give to students who are still at Lee after you graduate, in particular new students that are coming here and they're trying to figure out how to navigate this terrain that you're just about finished with?
Yeah, I would say first, allow yourself to explore a lot of different avenues. So allow yourself to have good conversations with professors who are experts in their field and gain a lot of knowledge from them. Another thing is I would say have fun while doing that. So find a good group of friends, go study hard together, but also get off campus and go do some cool activities, mm-hmm. either in Chattanooga or go hiking. And then probably last piece of advice I would give them is just be curious in what you're learning. Like if you are constantly asking those good questions of why do I want to do this and how will this impact me after school, then I think that'll drive you in your classes of like, this is something that I'm able to apply to myself, but also the others that I'm learning with, rather than just reading a textbook and gaining knowledge on one subject. Mm-hmm. So I would say stay curious in those subjects.
Good stuff, Matt. Thank you for joining me today on Surfcast. We wish you well in your future. I hope you pass all of your classes and can actually graduate in May, because then you could be a participant in the alumni giving, right?
Yes, sir.
You got it, man. Listen, take care, and I really appreciate you joining us today, all right?
All righty, thank you.
We'll catch you next time. As always, at the end of Surfcast, remember, you are made for more. Make a difference in someone else's life that could be dependent on you. Have a great day.